My grandma told me once that life is just a patchwork quilt of births and deaths and marriages and things.
Quilts provide comfort. Besides that, quilts often tell stories of history, family, art, and craftsmanship. Fabric of a Nation covers a lot of America's history and that of its people. It features 45 pieces from the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. They're currently blanketing the walls at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville. Jennifer Swope of the Museum of Fine Arts is guest curator.
Most quilts that are made are actually made to just throw on a bed. What people will see here are extraordinary quilts that were very special in their time. And the reason why they survive is because descendants of the people who made them and used them understood that. So as soon as there's a break in that understanding, most of the sort of disintegration of quilts, right? So you think of like old tired quilts that are kind of frayed at the edges. That's usually done a couple generations later when people can't remember or can't envision their grandmother making them, and that connection to that love and care, which we were talking about, is kind of frayed itself.
Katie Del May of the Frist says most people can relate to quilts.
I would argue that 99% of us, when we get in bed, we pull up some type of blanket or quilt or other piece of cloth that keeps us warm and cozy. And so I think that quilts, just by their familiarity, by their warmth and the comfort, they're just something that we all maybe feel like we have a relationship to or just a general comfort level with.
Mary Kay Waldvogel is a quilting historian, collector, and writer. She agrees that quilts are familiar and approachable, even as art.
I think people can come to a museum and approach it. They know what to do with the object. They may be surprised by what they look at up close. They may, I think it's familiar, and I think there are memories in it. There's colors, shapes, you know, graphics. People love the shapes, and they go together. So there's stories, there's the visual appeal, there's the familiarity.
Waldvogel thinks the art of quilting has never really received its due.
This art has been overlooked for 200 years. I mean, as long as this country's been around, people, women, men too, but primarily women in this particular medium, have been making art that's equivalent to painting, to printmaking. The composition, the color choice, the originality.
The works in Fabric of a Nation are intricately detailed and show both skill and warmth. One of the largest pieces is called To God and Nation, made by Beza Butler. It depicts baseball players from Morris Brown College. Swope says it's a highlight of the MFA collection.
When she started making these portrait quilts, she was actually inspired by black and white pictures of her that her grandmother had and asking questions about who are these people. Then she moved on to photographs, historic photographs that she could find online. And so when you see the details and you see the shading and you see the sort of how it really looks like a real person in space, because the figures are just slightly over life size, it's really hard to believe that she doesn't use any paint. There's no brush.
Several of the quilts depict patriotic themes. There's even one featuring Henry Clay, an American statesman from the 19th century. Swope says while we don't know who made the quilt, we know he or she was a fan.
I love the Henry Clay quilt. It's one of my favorites in the whole collection. Poor Henry Clay, he never became president, but he is one of our most renowned and respected members of the Senate. And he was it's really hard for us to understand how well-known senators were in the 19th century and how important they were.
Quilts in Fabric of a Nation tell stories of American history and, Del May points out, stories of American families.
So many times a young girl was being taught how to sew and to quilt from her mother, from her grandmothers, from her aunts. And also they were used during the christening of various children. So they very much have a personal story related to a family.
She says the quilts are beautiful to see, and give us something to think about.
I am excited about the opportunity to, one, just see examples of fabulous quilts that are in great condition, but then also to kind of look at history through the lens of quilting. We see some kind of dominant narratives, but also kind of teasing out stories that we don't hear as much about, whether it's the women who made the quilts, cared for the quilts, or some folks who used quilting as a way to kind of express narratives of resistance and survival.
Waldbogel says quilts carry a lot of meaning, and she's hopeful Fabric of a Nation will inspire those who see it.
I encourage people to maybe make a quilt or maybe purchase a quilt and make it part of their lives. I encourage anybody making quilts today to be sure to put their name on the back of the quilt, label their quilt. It will last much, much longer than you live.
Fabric of a Nation is at the Frist until October 12th. For details on the pieces, programs, and how you can visit, go to fristartmuseum.org. And Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.
And almost every piece that's in that dear old patchwork quilt holds the memory of a sorrow or a song.